I got it.
You got the next.
Got broken
down and but I wasn't rushing around to get new work, so I had plenty of time to do this.
Okay. Well, we'll do it every time. It's happening whenever it happens. Here? Oops. Went the wrong way, eh? Okay. Walking with you. I don't see where we go. As long as I don't get hurt by something. Tricky for me. I don't have good aim.
Oh, you know what I still need to do?
What?
I need to, and I feel like you.
Oh.
Where do I go from here? Alright,
I see. Right next door to me. Sort of. There's us, music, and then SAS is over here.
Is where I kind of registered?
I don't know where you registered.
You came over there with me.
Oh. Yeah, downstairs though. You can take care of them, go do it.
Well, I'm not doing it too.
Oh.
Why not? I'm not
going
to have my bones all
wonky.
Ah, it's true.
I feel... I'm not really curious about those kind of things. I apologize. I do appreciate when you're gorgeous, but... I think you're pretty gorgeous anyway you come.
Uh-huh.
I know. I'm just silly.
How much do you think that
hit
is?
I don't want to think about it. I think they're hoping it's some really rich erudite, you know, person who recognizes the significance of it. And you go, it's okay. It's just, some big name architect in Santa Fe at the time. Designed it. So you didn't build it.
Go, my friend, go! There's some birds pushing up.
So yeah, I would imagine it costs quite a bit. And it's like, it's really quite small. It's got some real deficiency, sorry to say. I don't think it was designed very well. You know, I'm sorry, sometimes architects are about doing a good job, other times it's just about being kind of show-off or whatever, or I don't know. I guess they're all the individual people. I think the biggest problem is they did a really good job on the solar on it. The problem is it's just too hot. It's too hot all the time. It doesn't matter what the weather is. You know? They did such a wonderful job on the south side. You go, yeah, you don't have to heat this house. That's one thing you can depend upon. The only problem is most of the time, in the dead of winter, you're killing yourself trying to cool it. It's just... Apparently, the weather here is extreme enough that they built it, and it was designed as if you needed a ton of heating. You know? I don't know, the guys in Santa Fe, it gets cold in there. Or something, you know, I don't seem to recall all the details of it, but there was some inherent problems with it. As I recall, too, in my stories that I took on it, it was constantly having a condensation problem inside. It was, you know, all of the south-facing windows were kind of, you know, misted over.
Mm-hmm.
It had, I think it had mold problems because of it. So it's like, you know, for all the coolness of it, you're having to put up with a lot of weird issues. And subsequent renditions of it. It had some additions to it as well that weren't in keeping with the original construction style. Like, there was, you know, the original house itself was adobe, right? They have adobe block. Well, it was really small, really small house. They added on, I seem to recall they were using it for an office at the time, last time I saw it. But that was built with more traditional construction than in the Santa Fe style, which means that they try to make it look like it's an adobe house when it's just a stick frame thing, you know?
Yeah.
They go through all this extra effort to try to make it look like something it's not. And that kind of screws up the whole thing of it, you know, I'm sorry. Is it kind of a leftist sort of mecca? Yes. And in being so, it loses because it's not authentic enough. It's semi-fake. I think if you were to give it a... I think it's the, I think it's the airport. See you for the guys? You're going for it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll put you on this side. I apologize. So I don't want to be there. I love you. So. Same guy. Yeah. You don't think we have five of them, do you? We can't afford five. We've got one, maybe two guys that run this stuff. That's what he does most time during this time. It's just mo. Of course, it's important to make it look really good when the students first get here, right? Oh yeah, that's important. So, kind of thing. Here's a bit of marketing kit. Maybe a good term for it would be the Santa Fe Deception. It says, it makes you think something's what it is when it's not. That's okay because most people, although they kind of want to say that they live in an authentic adobe house, they really don't want to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad sides to them. Like if you try to hang up a picture on your wall, you really like a house built with studs, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't have those in a adobe house, particularly. You have to make accommodations for that kind of stuff, and most people who built adobe didn't bother.
Don't they
use those transcripts
now?
Yeah, they use transcripts. Which is probably the best way to do it. So now they probably could, but now nobody builds that way anymore. Nobody actually builds adobe. We all use East Coast building techniques because they dominate the world. You can technically build an adobe, but they make it so onerous and so obnoxious to do so that most people don't even bother trying. Even if you end up building an adobe, most people just put Sims in the house and put regular construction on the inside. So it's almost like, why bother? And they refuse to do it properly, therefore, whatever was supposed to be good about Adobe, kind of its good, best attribute, they leave out because they don't like it. You know? There you go. Why don't you go to Cape Cod? That's what you really want. You want a Cape Cod. Well, this is Santa Fe.
Cape Cod's
everybody wants one. Okay. Everybody wants their house to have all the accoutrements that would come with a Cape Cod. I mean, you might not decorate it like you would a Cape Cod, but you want one built in that style. You know. And I mean construction style. Stick built, a place where there's tons and tons and tons of wood. You gotta have a lumber mill next door to it practically because of how much wood you're gonna pour into this place. And you go, wait a minute, that doesn't make a lot of sense out here. We don't have a lot of wood. But it doesn't matter. Don't worry, we'll ship it in. Why do you say that?
Is it supposed to be done by fall of 2017?
No. I wanted to have it ready by, I think, 2018 or something. I forget when exactly. So I seem to recall last time I said, nope, same thing. Sometimes. For all I know, they change the time. Who knows?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do here? Who's our decision maker?
It's my...
Oh, you got time. Let's go.
Bring something like that.
Like what? That piece of metal?
It's
or?
On my chimney.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just a cover. Oh, heavy.
Well, yeah, it might bring down the chimney. I don't know how to say that thing really is. So yeah, our architecture anymore is a hilarious beast. And if you say something like, oh, it needs to fit in with the surroundings, I just start laughing and I go, no, I don't. And you, and when you say that, you don't believe it. You bring in materials that don't belong there. You build in a fashion that somebody from someplace else feels comfortable with. I said, I understand this completely, you know? It's like my religion. It's very regional, and it's very cultural. And if you're not from that region and you don't hail from that culture, you're struggling a bit with the whole thing. I think the church is actually trying to work on having MTCs, Mission Training Centers, in other places.
Yeah.
Does something to help with that. You know, they don't just suck you into the mothership and then spew you back out, you know. And it does something for making it feel like that you're not part of some weird Utah cult. You know? anyway, so. It's interesting when you see it. It's kind of like this place, this university. It's an Eastern University plunked down in the middle of a sand dune. That's the tiniest so far I've ever seen in my life. Never seen one so dinky. She's so cute.
Look.
You know, you go, it's okay, but yeah, the administration building looks like the administration building is someplace that has makes more sense in Maryland.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, what the hell are you to all these phone
calls? All universities were that way. That was what a university was.
Yeah.
It had a culture that came with it. It's still that way to a large extent. That's why when you have it out here, in the middle of nowhere, it is, it's a little bizarre. It's like, oh, what? It's like here. Why did they choose this exactly? Do we have this stone here? No, we don't. And you go, so why did they make that choice? I don't know. Why is it made predominantly out of brick? Fired brick from clay that we don't have around here. All these bricks have to be shipped in from someplace else. Okay. You're going, you know. This is not really saying anything besides the fact that I find this interesting. Does the culture reflect local people? No. That was one of the things for which it was created. You know, they wanted to educate the population around here. Of course, now, the reason why the state turned it on is starting to lose its luster for the simple reason that the state's paying for less and less of its upkeep. And it's like at some point we can easily just say, to heck with the state and what their mandate was, we're not getting any money from them. We could develop any way we like. And that's kind of where the whole thing of we need more out-of-state students and we need more, more international students. And you go, are you guys ready for the problems that creates? Not the out-of-state ones. The out-of-state ones, I don't think it really matters. It's not a big cultural shift. It is, but to bring people from other countries here? Okay, that's... I don't think we have the capacity to really do a very good job of it at all. But they just look at the report. International students are more willing to spend money than American students are on their education. They're much more education-oriented than Americans are. And so you want to try to cater to them. And they go, I think it's in the catering that you're going to lose them. And then they talk about the retention rate. And you go, if you take an international student, your retention rate's going to go way down. Thank you. want to come to the United States, but they want to have enough of a community of people from their country. So it's like, if you're an international student, concentrate on a couple of countries and get good at those countries. You know? If it wants to be, you want all the kids from Laos to come here, specialize in Laos so that when Laotian kids come here, they have a Laotian community where they can feel a part of.
Okay,
yeah. 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 Yeah.
There's a lot of Africans.
Africans go everywhere. Because they're so desperate for education. And the U.S. government will pay them to come, you know, part of our outreach. It's a wonderful thing. And you get the impression that a lot of Africans have lost their tribalism and their nationality. They all just identify themselves as Africans. So that you can bring in students from a lot of different countries and they tend to be okay together. The administration here said, okay, we're going to concentrate on getting students from Arizona. Which I think is funny. So why not Texas? They go, we can't compete with Texas. We can compete with Arizona. And Colorado are the two states they're focusing on. You're going, so they have to drive all the way across the state to get here to a place that frankly doesn't have any, you know, that doesn't have any public transport or, you know. You can't hardly get here except by your own motivation. Tricky. Anyway. So it's like, okay, you guys have decided what states you need to put your stuff forward. You guys need to pick a couple of countries. And you guys need to get people on the ground in those countries. You have to say, you want to come here. This is from your American state. So you're not going to get Germans to come here particularly.
Yeah.
Although we have a couple of programs that really do attract some interesting people. You know, anthropology. Speech and language pathology is the draw thing. It's probably, I mean, anytime somebody comes to the church and is actually an active member of the church, what are they doing? Getting their master's in speech and language pathology. And you go, good for them. We've got one now. She's here. What's her name? West Mormon. What's her first name?
Donnie.
Okay. Anyway, I love you.
Oh,
have a great morning.
You
can come see me if you want to.
Okay.
Of course, for all I know, it will be crappy since you. It's up to you. Okay.
Love you,
though. I love you, too.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Bye.